Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity to be with you again. I tell you, it's always a joy and a privilege of mine to share the Word of God with you. I love souls. I love people. I love the Word of God, and I want to do the will of God for my life, and that is to preach His Word, and I want to be able to get the Word of God out. I want to be able to tell the world about Jesus, who's mighty to save, one that saved my soul. He changed my course. He established my going, and He put my feet upon a solid rock, and that rock is Christ, and I've been born again. I've been saved by the grace of God. There's nothing I could do, nothing I could bring. There's no righteous act that I could do to obtain salvation. I had to just come as I was. I came a sinner, broke and contrite, sorrowful that I sinned against God. I brought a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And I tell you, I confessed my sins to Him. And I tell you, He forgave me my sins. He cleansed me, washed me clean, gave me a new life, a new heart, a new spirit. I tell you, He made me a brand new creature in Christ. And I've had that born again experience, and I've been born of the Word of God, and I tell you, it changed my life completely. I tell you, it wasn't just a change of mind or a change of way of thinking, but it was a change of heart. And I tell you, He gave me a brand new heart. He cut out the old heart of stone. I tell you, the heart of stone, I mean, I was a sinner. I was lost. I was an unbeliever. And I'm so thankful He cut out that heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, and put His presence inside my soul. And I tell you, He gave me a new heart, a new life. I tell you, I've been converted. I tell you, He changed me completely. And I just can't thank God enough today for what He's done for me, and I tell you, for my family, and all that He has saved. I tell you, salvation is of the Lord. No man can save. I can't save you. Nobody else can save you. But I know the one that can, and His name is Jesus. And I tell you, if you'll come to Him and bring your broke heart and your contrite spirit, I tell you, He has all power in heaven and earth. He has all power over all flesh. And the Bible said the Father has highly exalted Him and gave Him a name above every name, that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And I tell you, He's waiting on you to come unto Him and to be saved. We were created by God. The Bible said Adam was created, and then He took a rib out of his side, and He made Eve, and He told him to multiply, to reproduce, and so forth, and they were children born, and they were born in sin and shapen iniquity because of sin of Adam and Eve. When they fell to sin, I tell you, the children were born in this world as a sinner. And I tell you, we all inherited that. We all came through Adam and Eve, and we all must be saved. We all must be born again. And God had prepared a sacrifice, and I tell you, it was a lamb without spot, a lamb without blemish. I tell you, He prepared that for us. And that is the lovely Lord Jesus Christ, who came out of the bosom of the Father. I tell you, He came from heaven's glory. And I tell you, the Bible said the Father put a seed in the womb of a virgin to bring forth the fleshly body of the Lord Jesus. That's where He got His body from. His spirit came from above, and His seed came from above. And I tell you, He came into this world that He may die. He had to get like man. And I tell you, He had to come through the body of a man in order to taste death for every man. And this is exactly what He did. By one man's sin, sin of the world, and death by sin, that's Adam. But by one man's righteousness, or one man's death, by righteousness, many are made alive. And so He died for sinners, and He justified the ungodly. I tell you, all the ungodly, all that's unsaved, can come unto the Lord Jesus Christ and be justified and be made worthy to go to heaven. I tell you that you can have your sins forgiven. You can have your peace call and your election sure. You can know today that when you die, where you're going. You can know that your home's in heaven, and that when you do die, you're going to heaven. I tell you, I know I'm going to heaven. I'm not worried about hell. I tell you, I'm concerned about souls going to hell. I don't want nobody to go to hell. And I tell you, I'm not worried about me going to hell, because I know He's already justified me. He's already sealed me with His Holy Spirit of promise unto the day of redemption, until I get out of this body. When I get out of this body, I'm going to have a new body. And I tell you, I'm going to go to heaven. And I tell you, that doesn't give me a license to sin. Neither does it make me want to go sin. Because when he saved me, he took the love of this world out of me. I tell you, he took the love and the pleasure of this sin. I tell you, it don't have nothing for me anymore. The day I got saved, I tell you, he took that away from me. And I don't have no desire to run in sin. I have no desire to look like the world and run after the world, smell like the world, talk like the world, act like the world, dress like the world. I have no desire to do that. I tell you, I've been made a brand new creature in Christ, and I've been saved. I've been born of God. I've been born of the Word of God, and I love the Word of God today. And I tell you, that's what I want to live by. I tell you, it's like one man says, it's good to live by, it's good to die by. Thank God I know when I die where I'm going. But I tell you, I love the Word of God. I love the Lord Jesus. And I tell you, I want to serve Him each and every day with all my heart. I tell you, I want to serve Him. He deserves it all. And I love Him. I love His presence. I tell you, there's no comparison. There's nothing that can compare with the Lord is His presence. When you get saved in the presence of God, the Spirit of the living God, I tell you, lives inside you and talks with you and just encourages you and educates you through the Word of God. I tell you, it's a joy. I tell you, it's a joy that Paul talked about. It's a joy that the Apostle Peter talked about and others have talked about. It's a joy. It's a peace. It's an unspeakable gift that you get when you get saved. The gift of eternal life. It's unspeakable. I tell you, you can't put it into words. It's not just a change of way of thinking. This is a change of heart. It's a change of life. And when you get saved, you are a new creature in Christ. I tell you, you are a new creature. You don't think like the world. You don't want to look like them. You don't think that the way that you used to think. I tell you, He changed your course. He changed you completely. And I tell you, when you get saved, there's going to be a change of heart. I tell you, change your mind, all right, but it gets down in the heart. And I tell you, you'll walk in newness of life. And I tell you, I know I'm going to heaven. And I tell you, I want to serve Him. I tell you, I want to serve Him. I love Him. I fear the Lord today. I tell you, I love Him, and that is the fear. And I do fear the Lord. I tell you, I know when I die where I'm going, and I know I'm saved. But I love the Lord, and I have high respect for Him. And I tell you, I want to please Him. I love Him. I want to please Him. I tell you, I want to do what He's called me to do. And when you get saved, you'll love Him. And you want to please Him. You don't want to run after sin. Let me tell you, if you've really been saved, when you commit sin, it'll grieve you. The Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we are sealed unto the day of redemption. We're sealed by the Holy Spirit. The devil can't break the seal. He can't undo us. Once we've been saved, we've been sealed. We've been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible said the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. And so we've been washed in the blood. We've been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. And so therefore we belong to Him. And the devil can't get us. He can't get our souls. I tell you, but he can make us look like the devil. He can make us look like the world, smell like the world. He can make us smell like we've been in hell. And I tell you, he can kill our testimony. He can take our life and discourage those that are seeking for salvation. He can take the way that we live and the way that we're running after our flesh as a believer and cause others that God's committed our trust and take their soul to hell because of our life that we are not living before them. And that when they see that, and a lot of them are hindered, a lot of them are discouraged, and a lot of them feel that, well, if that's what a Christian's like, then I don't want no part of it. And so the Bible tells us that we're to have a good testimony. When I think about a good testimony, and I think about the man called Legion, the man that most folks knew about in that era and that time, and I tell you, they knew this was a man that was just overwhelmed and overcame by demons, and he was a man that wouldn't keep his clothes on and cut himself with stones and what have you, but he cut himself, and he was totally tormented by these demons, and these people saw that, and they realized that this man's home, he abide in the graveyard there among the dead, because I tell you, he was pushed aside. I tell you, the condition that he was in, He could not be around people. And I tell you something, he was tormented day and night. And I tell you, it was pitiful. But yet, I tell you, when the Lord came by his way, and the Lord spoke to him and dealt with him, and the man believed, he got saved, and the Lord rebuked those demons, delivered them out of him. I tell you, the Bible said, the Lord Jesus told him, he said he was there. First, we go back and we see that this man was at the feet of Jesus in his right mind, his sound mind. I tell you, he lost his mind before, but when he got saved, he had a sound mind. And I tell you, he wasn't tormented anymore, and he had clothes on. He was clothed, and he was right at the feet of Jesus, serving him who delivered him, who saved him from sin. And he was this man that was going to be right where he was at all times. And so that's what your desire is when you get saved. You want to be with him. You want to spend time with him. You want to commune with him. You want to have fellowship with him. You want to follow. You want to tell others about him and what he's done for you. But I tell you, you want to be at his feet. But I tell you that the Jesus told us that now I want you to go home to your friends. Go home to your family and friends and tell them and show them what I've done for you. And see, he was a burning testimony, and he sent him out to his people to be a witness, to be a light to all that knew about him. And there's people that saw him and knew about this man. But yet when they saw him clothed in his right mind at the feet of Jesus, serving God, they knew that there was a change that took place. And they began to think and talk about, is this not the man that would not keep his clothes on? Is this not the man that was just tormented by demons? But this man is clothed now. He's delivered. He has a sound mind. And I tell you, what a testimony. I tell you, when you get saved, you'll have a testimony. It won't be just joined the church, I've been baptized in the water, and I've said this prayer after a preacher. I tell you, it'll be more than that. I tell you, it'll come out of your heart. It'll be burning inside of you. The Holy Spirit will be speaking out of you when you tell others about Jesus and what he's done for you. I tell you, it's a burning testimony. Now, I know you must believe. You got to believe. You got to hear the gospel, first of all. The Bible said you got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ before you can ever get saved. You got to believe on him. But how are they going to believe on him they've not heard? And how are they going to hear without a preacher? And how is he going to preach unless he be sent? And so the Word of God's got to be preached. And so faith come by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So we need God called preachers to stand in the gap and make up the hedge and come for preaching the Word of God. Come for preaching the way of salvation. And that is a broken heart and a contrite spirit, seeing yourself as a sinner, and you come to him with a broken heart and ask him to have mercy upon your soul and deliver you from these sins, and that you'd live for him. Pour out your whole heart to him. Bring your broken heart and contrite spirit, and I promise you, he'll save you, deliver you from your sin. He'll deliver you from demons. He'll deliver you from anything that's got you bound up, and he'll deliver you from those false gods. Now, there's so many gods in this world today, but there's only one true living God, and that's the Lord. That's the Lord of all. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, people are serving the God of the flesh, the God of the dollar. I tell you, the God of sex and the God of everything else. It's got their minds wrapped up. But I'm telling you about the one whom I serve, who is able and will deliver you from your sin. And I tell you, he'll take the love of the world out of you and put the love of the Lord Jesus inside. And I tell you, you'll walk in a different light. You'll walk in the light now. You won't be in darkness no more. The Bible said when you get saved, we're of the light. We're of the day. We're not of the night. And I tell you something, we're not blinded anymore. I tell you, we've sought him. We've been introduced to him. And now we belong to him. And now he leads us and guides us through the path of righteousness. But I see my time's quick and come and gone today. God bless you. In Jesus' name, I do pray. And amen.